Good afternoon. I'm Nam Wazalini at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with the sentencing phase for a former Ohio cop convicted of double murder. Earlier this month, a jury found Bobby Cutts Jr. guilty of killing his pregnant girlfriend and their unborn baby. Cutts could get the death penalty. Cutts says Jesse Davis' death was an accident. Prosecutors maintain he killed Davis and the unborn baby to get out of child support. American Airlines says oxygen was administered and a defibrillator was used to try to save a passenger who died during the flight. The woman's family insists the flight attendant refused to help. Her cousin says when flight attendants got an oxygen tank, it was empty, and what may have been a defibrillator appeared to malfunction. In a statement, American Airlines said a check of all emergency equipment is part of flight attendants' pre-flight duties, and that there were 12 oxygen bottles on that plane. A medical examiner says the woman had heart disease and died of natural causes. About 20 migrants, believed to be from Cuba, have landed on Soldier Key. It's an island about 10 miles off the Florida coast. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue says a boat was dispatched to the island to give medical assistance and bring them back to the mainland this morning. Under U.S. policy, Cuban migrants who make it to U.S. soil are allowed to remain in the country. Those who are caught at sea are normally sent back. Pakistan's government is ordering internet providers to ban YouTube because of what it calls objectionable anti-Islamic content on the site. A spokeswoman for the Pakistani Telecommunications Authority did not specify exactly what the offensive material was, but another government official said the ban concerned a preview of an upcoming film by a Dutch director critical of the Islamic faith. No injuries or major damage are being reported from a strong earthquake that hit off Indonesia this morning. It had an estimated magnitude of 7.0. A tsunami warning has been cancelled. Several strong quakes have hit the same area since Friday. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.